Okay, so now Wen Jing is back to give another talk on tomato grafting. Wen Jing.
I'm back. This study is about tomato grafting and leaf mold. This is a collaborative work of Dr. Dan Eagle. He's our extension plant pathologist and myself. Okay, the title is Effects of Leaf Mold and Grafting on Yield and Fruit Quality of Haitano-grown Tomatoes. Everyone know what leaf mold? See that in Haitanos? Yeah, I think everyone familiar with that. Really, it's a very common disease in Haitano tomatoes. The symptom is very noticeable, the bright yellow blotchy lesions on top of the leaves, and on the underside, the pathogen cause leaf mold for this olive green fuzzy on the underside. So leaf mold is very common on tomatoes growing with high humidity conditions. Haitano provides a perfect environment for this disease development. This is a picture taken from a commercial Haitano tomato. It's taken from a commercial Haitano's growing tomatoes. And those plants are heavily affected by leaf mold in the early summer. So actually, this girl haven't harvested a lot yet, but the plant just looks terrible. And this disease normally seen from the bottom part of the plants, but under very severe conditions, it goes to the top of the plants. And this particular grower, he's an organic grower. He asked me what organic approach he can use to control this disease. And another question he have is if this disease left uncontrolled, to what extent it will affect his production. So those are a few questions I want to answer through this study. And on another aspect, those organic Haitano growers are very interested in trying grafting. But we really don't have a very clear idea how does grafting affect leaf mold development. I have been seeing some mixed observations. I think once the extension publication comes from Penn State, they observe some of the susceptible varieties graft after the grafting, they did not see much leaf mold symptoms, like they have little to no no lesions on the leaves. And another extension publication from Cornell clearly indicate grafting have no effect on leaf mold. So I think two things make it interesting to look a little bit further of how grafting affects leaf mold or their interactions. The first is from our observation, we see the most commonly used tomato rootstock, Maxifold, almost they have no lesions. It seems it's resistant to this disease. So the rootstock seems it's resistant to this disease. Another thing I think is interesting to look at that because we all know grafting improves the vigor of the plants, and that can be both positive or negative. On the negative side, grafted plants have more leaves, so potentially it could create a microenvironment more favorable for this disease. So because of this choice, since it looks like one is favorable for the disease and another is not favorable for the disease, I think it's very interesting to look at more scientifically the interaction of those two things. With these questions in mind, I conducted this study. The disease is naturally occurred because we have been growing tomato in our Haitano for many, many years. This disease comes every year, so we did not inoculate this disease, and it naturally occurred again in this year. And this is a split plot design. The whole plot is 6 fungicide treatment. Idea we have is we want to create a continuation of the severity of this disease. So we use the different fungicide treatment. The 6 treatment, including untreated control, a dicing, that is a Macazid product, batch X2, that is a copper product, Inspel Super, that is another conventional fungicide, and Serenade Opti, that is a Bacillus subtilis, and Mousetop, that is a potassium bicarbonate fungicide. So with this 6 treatment, besides dicing and Inspire Super, they are the conventional fungicide. All the others are OMRI listed. And the split plot is lung grafted mountain spring and mountain spring grafted onto Maxifold. The reason we use mountain spring because from our experience, mountain spring is very susceptible to this disease. That's why we choose it as our scion. Plants are transplanted on March 13th, five plants per treatment per rep. We start to apply fungicide as soon as we first see the symptoms of this disease in early June, and we apply those treatment weekly. The harvest is from June 15 to September 7. The results, the plant growth is as expected. We see the grafted plant is more vigor. We measured two things. One is the plant height. Another is the fresh weight of the pruned suckers, the biomass of the pruned suckers. Both measurements come out significant. The grafted plants are taller, busher, have more leaves. I think we have been observed that in several places. It's under our expectation. Grafted plants are more vigorous and no significant difference among fungicide treatment. This is the disease results. We using the Holzberg-Barrett scale to evaluate the disease severities seven times during the season, from June 20th to August 27th. And then we use those evaluations to calculate the area under disease progress curve, so which give us an idea of the whole picture of how this disease developed at the different treatment. The area under disease progress curve was significantly lower for plants treated with dicing and Inspire Super. Those are the two conventional fungicides. No difference, low significant difference among other fungicide treatment and the control. Unfortunately, which tell us all the organic fungicide did not work. So, and this is the area under disease progress curve. And which is no difference among grafted and non-grafted plants. So if we look at the whole season, grafted and non-grafted plants, there's no difference on area under disease progress curve. Then we take the first and the second disease ratings out to do the statistical analysis. As you can see on the table, that's the p-values. The fungicide have a significant effect, but graft don't have a significant effect, which tell us if the grafting did not delay nor advance the startup of this disease. Another thing we did to look at the disease severity is we connected the leaves of the, from individual experiment plot, and then we count the how many lesions on these leaves during the disease most active spreading stage. So in the, that is July 17th, the disease is very actively spreading at that time. A very interesting, not just the fungicide we see a significant effect, the grafting we also see a significant effect. And if you look at this finger, that is we separate on the different fungicide treatment, besides dicing and Inspire Super, these two treatments almost don't have much lesions, don't have much disease. All the other treatments, the grafted, have significantly more lesions compared to non-grafted. So that's a very interesting, we didn't expect, we will see that. So we see more leaf mold lesions observed on individual leaf of grafted plants. About the yield, although there's a dramatic difference in terms of the disease severity among the fungicide treatment, there's no difference on the yield. So fungicide, there's no difference on this p-value is pretty high among fungicide of the yield. But grafting have a significant effect. The grafting significantly increased the tomato yield by about 20% regardless of fungicide treatment. If we look a little bit more closer on the grafting effect on the yield, we see the at the actual beginning, the grafting delayed the yield a little bit, about a week, and then the yield of the grafted catch up and pass the non-grafted plants. And I separate to early, which is June harvest, middle, that is July harvest, the late, that is August to September harvest. The grafting increased the yield only in the middle of the season, not at the beginning or end of the season. So grafted plants had higher yield during middle, but not the beginning and the late harvest. And we look at the fruit quality. I collect the fruit to look at the quality twice during the season. One is in July 5, another is towards the middle end of the season, August 15. There's no difference in total soluble solids, pH, and total acidity in the first evaluation. But in the second evaluation, we see the fungicide treatment, which have less disease, the dicing and Inspire Super, had higher total soluble solids than other treatment. pH and tetradable acidity were similar among the treatments. And in addition to the total soluble solid, we see another thing related to the leaf mold is towards the end of the harvest, that is, the disease already get very bad on some of the fungicide treatment. And we see the more larger fruit on dicing treatment. And dicing treatment, the plant is still looks pretty good, and those plants produce more larger fruit. About grafting, we did not detect any significant difference in fruit quality among grafted and non-grafted plants. So we look at total soluble solid and the front fruit size. We see the difference. Another thing we see is related to leaf mold is some of the treatment, the disease is very bad. It loses a lot of the disease, and that is caused some of the fruit have yellow shoulder problems. But the grafting is no difference we see here. Conclusion, leaf mold disease did not negatively affect tomato yield, but it reduced the fruit quality. Grafting did not delay nor advance the startup and severity of the leaf mold. However, when the pathogen was actively spreading, grafted plants had more lesions on individual leaves. Grafting increased tomato yield regardless of the severity of leaf mold disease, and then grafting did not affect the fruit quality attributes from our study. Okay, I'd like to... this study I conducted at Southwest Purdue Agriculture Center. I'd like to thank our farm superintendent Dennis and his crew and our technicians. Yeah. 18-inch in-row spacing, and our setting feet high tunnel we have 6 rows, so about 5 foot between the center to center spacing. So we use the ratings to look at the disease rate, like the percentage of the leaves affected by the disease. We had 7 times of these ratings during the season. And then we put these 7 times together to calculate the area on the disease progress curve. I didn't show that curve. So some calculations, the idea is to get the idea of the during the whole season and put all these 7 evaluations together, see which treatment have more area under disease progress curve. That reading, if that reading is higher, which means the disease is more severe during the season. So it's not just a snapshot of one time to look at the disease severity. So if we look at, I would say it tend to. Area under disease progress curve, that is a human to evaluate the disease, it's no difference. But we count the lesions on the plant, which is more objective, we see the difference. I would say is if we only look at that one time during the disease is very actively spreading, my assumption is because the plant probably is still healthier, the leaves are more of those leaves, so the pathogen actually have a more suitable environment would prefer this grafting environment, so they duplicate very fast. And that's why I see more lesions on the grafted plants. So I was thinking for a while what this means for grower, that is in July. Some of our growers, they have their second tomato planting even in the same high tunnel. They were just the plant at that time. If they have the grafted plants and non-grafted plants same as the high tunnel, those newly planted plants, probably if you have always grafted plants, maybe were exposed to an environment, they would have more disease inoculant compared to if you grow non-grafted plants. So if in that case, maybe grafting is like a negative thing for grafting. But I was thinking, because grafted plants have more leaves, I was hope to see those leaves could shade a little bit. There are less like yellow shoulder problem on grafted plants, and I didn't see that. I think the disease, just the pathogen, just spread so fast, faster than the plant grow out leaves probably.